Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you want to know how you need to watch the Olympics, who you need to be rooting for? I'm telling you right now, you need to root for every single transgender athlete that makes it in the Olympics. I really hope that every single one of them wins gold medal. In fact, I hope that women's sports in the Olympics totally are taken over by men acting like women, and I hope they win gold, silver, and bronze. And the reason why I hope this is because I hope it shows just how worthless the feminist movement is in this world when these feminists are supposed to protect other women have been silenced and shut up because they're afraid of being accused of being LGBTQ, anti-LGBTQ. And there are going to be transgendered athletes in the Olympics. New Zealand weightlifter is set to be the first transgender Olympian. Now, let me also just say this real quick. Please share this podcast right now with your family and friends because this is a story about the politics of the Olympics that no one's talking about, and we should all be talking about it, okay? So hit that share button and share this right now on social media. So this New Zealand weightlifter, Laura Hubbard, it's a dude, is poised to become the first transgender athlete to compete at the Olympic Games. The 43-year-old dude who transitioned to female in the 30s, in her 30s, is on the verge of reaching the Tokyo Olympics under the coronavirus-enforced new qualifying rules, which is amazing. This dude, who also competed as a man in the same sport, became eligible to compete in women's weightlifting after showing testosterone levels below the threshold required by the International Olympic Committee. In other words, you get your testosterone levels down, you get your blood work done, you're like, bam, I qualify. This is amazing. This is wokeness in the Olympics. I love it. I am rooting for this dude to beat all the chicks of the Olympics. And every transgender athlete, get in the Olympics, please. Mess up the Olympics. All the girls who've been working their entire lives, all the women that have been working their entire lives to make it to the Olympics and hoping they make it and hoping they get endorsement money and hoping they get gold medals so they can then make money after the Olympics in non-money-making sports, I hope every single transgender athlete makes the Olympics and takes away every one of those medals because it's going to show how insane this really is. Now, this guy, now being a chick, is aiming to make New Zealand's Tokyo Olympic squad to contest the women's 67-kilogram category, an event in which this dude is currently ranked 16th in the world with women. This is amazing. Hubbard is already in the history books after becoming the first transgendered Commonwealth Games athlete at the Gold Coast in 18, when she had to withdraw after suffering an elbow injury that almost ended his or her career. While the New Zealand team is yet to be named, officials said Hubbard is likely to meet the new qualification criteria that have been simplified by the International Weightlifting Federation because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Quote, the NZOC can confirm that revised International Federation qualification systems are very likely to see a number of New Zealand weightlifters, including the Commonwealth Games transgendered athlete Hubbard, allocated an IF quota spot for the 2020 Tokyo Games, which are now being held in 2021. The NZOC, New Zealand Olympic Committee, has strongly backed Hubbard's right to compete in the past and said all athletes selected for Tokyo would receive its support. The New Zealand team has a strong culture of caring, they say, inclusion, respect for all. Please win gold. If you're going to go to the Olympics and you are a chick and you get a medal taken away from you, sorry, this is the new world we live in. And if you're angry about your entire life's work being decimated because a dude dressing like a chick or acting like a chick or having a low testosterone level like a chick that got him into the Olympics because of these rules, you have no one to blame but yourself and the leftists and the Democrats and the socialists and the communists for allowing this crap to happen. This isn't just a national issue anymore. This is international. This is the Olympics. And yes, we are about to have an Olympics where dudes are going to compete in weightlifting with chicks. There is no way, by the way. There is no way possible. Okay? It is absolutely impossible for a chick to compete on the same level in weightlifting with a bunch of dudes acting like chicks. It just is not going to work. And I hope this happens in every sport. I hope they infiltrate soccer. I hope that they infiltrate golf. I hope that they infiltrate basketball. I hope that they infiltrate everything, including gymnastics. Like, go all in. And I genuinely hope that transgendered athletes destroy not only the Olympics on the podium, but all of the records held by women. And it's your fault, feminists, for allowing this to happen because you were too weak, right? The same feminists that say they're all powerful and empowering women have been so weak that they have stood by and allowed us to get to the point where this is happening in college sports and now at the Olympics. From a man's perspective, the joke's on you, right? Women want equal pay. Women want equal rights. Women want all these things, okay? You got it. And now you just gave it away for political correctness. I'm in favor, by the way, of actual women's rights. I'm not in favor of dudes getting rights to compete with women. You guys let that happen. That's the deranged feminist movement. It's on you. And I'm going to laugh in your face. I will stand up and cheer in my living room when a transgendered athlete beats women. Because you guys deserve it. You let the insane take over your movement. I was in favor of women's rights, right? I'm woke like that. This isn't women's rights. This is men using the, quote, women's rights to completely and totally take over your sports. And it's amazing. And you guys let it happen to the point where the Olympics now have dudes competing as chicks. Welcome to the radical left taking over, and you guys wouldn't stop it because you were liberal and a feminist. It's on you, and it's amazing. So all of you should be advocating and supporting trans athletes in this coming Olympics. You should be so excited about this happening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'll be honest with you. I am actually now supporting and advocating for the destruction of organized and professional sports right now like never before. I'll give you another example of wokeness just totally taking over in the sports world. We now have dudes that are going to take away Olympic medals from chicks. Good job. Keep going. Destroy women's sports. Destroy the feminist movement. I am supporting you doing it. Look at the NFL right now. It's a total political woke takeover. The NFL has now hired Katie Hill, the former Barack Obama communications director. The NFL continued its trend of hiring liberal former White House communications and public relations people this week by making former Obama communications director Katie Hill their senior vice president of communications. Quote, as senior vice president, Hill will be responsible for leading the NFL's day-to-day communications operations, aligning the league's communication strategy with its priorities. Now, you understand what the NFL just said there. The NFL just said we are a politically active activist league. This is not about football anymore. This is about Black Lives Matter. This is about, changing sports in fundamental ways. They're going to get a woman to coach in the NFL on the sidelines, the head coach soon. You're going to mandate that, you know, the Rooney Rule and even more than that, right? We got to woke everything. We got to make wokeness here. We got to have more African-Americans on the sidelines, not in uniform playing the game, which is the biggest accomplishment, but no coaching, because we say it's racist if you don't have more black coaches. We're going to fundamentally change through political leadership the NFL. We're going to make it unwatchable, and I'm now rooting for this. I love that the NFL just did this, and I mean it sincerely, because you're going to destroy the NFL, and I'm going to laugh, because it will backfire the same way it's going to backfire in the Olympics. And I want this to happen in real time, and I want it to be painful, and I want the NFL to lose money, and I want people to stop going to the games, and I want people to stop watching these games, right? Destroy it. Burn it down. Take over this wokeness and this liberalism and this socialism and this we're going to slam these things that we believe you have to believe in down your throats and destroy the league, destroy sports altogether. Go for it. Look at the NCAA, and I'll get into this more in a minute, but just another example. The NCAA is like hardcore now that transgendered athletes will be able to compete and should be able to compete in sports, and that's fine. Do it. Destroy college sports. Destroy it. I was a former college athlete. I think the NCAA is one of the most corrupt organizations. I think it's nothing but a mafia group. It's organized crime. the way they treat these kids, the way they exploit them, the way they make billions off them, the way they treat them like modern day slaves. Destroy the NCAA. Destroy college sports. Like, do it. Go all in. I beg of you. But you look at the NFL. Why would you hire, if you're just a sports league? And this is my point. They're no longer a sports league. They're an activist organization called the NFL. They're a politically active, liberal, hardcore activist association. They're not just a sports league anymore. The only reason why the NFL hires Katie Hill, the former Obama's comms director, is because they have decided to go 100% political. They are going to have Black Lives Matter everywhere forever. They're going to attack the police. They're going to undermine society and the rule of law. They're going to advocate for things like players being able to smoke as much weed as they want to. This is all going to change. And destroy the league. Do it. Because at some point, you're going to have so few viewers and people are going to be sick and tired of this crap. And you're going to destroy a league. And these players who are all woke are going to lose a crap ton of money. And it's going to be amazing. The NFL says this woman, their senior vice president of communications, will be responsible for leading the NFL's day-to-day communications operations. So that it's not about sports anymore. This is about aligning the league's communication strategy with its priorities, which is not about entertainment or football anymore. It's about wokeness. Quote, she will work closely with the leadership team across departments to ensure consistency of messaging and strategy and to elevate success stories. They're all going to be political success stories, woke success stories, right? In addition, she will lead efforts in identifying reputational issues for the league and across the 32 clubs and developing strategies to mitigate their impact. So what they're going to do, they're probably going to normalize like the beating and abuse of women because the NFL has never cracked down on that, right? You got to have a video of a guy sucker punching a woman in an elevator, dragging her out of the elevator to even get a one-game suspension because this is all about the money, but we're going to fake it and act like we're in favor of, you know, not abusing women. Joe Lockhart, by the way, former press secretary for Bill Clinton, had previously led the NFL's public relations outfit. Lockhart left. Had to do TV with him for years. And this is when you got so much of this crap in sports. The PR department was skippered by Jocelyn Moore, a 15-year veteran of the United States Senate who worked as the deputy chief of staff and policy director for a Democratic Senator Ron Wyden. With the hiring of this former Obama communications director, what you know for sure now is the NFL is going to go all in on their social justice messaging. They're going to go all in, and they'll still turn a blind eye to their players actually abusing women. This is the destroying of sports in the woke world, and I hope it works out. I don't even care about the NFL anymore. Many of you don't either. So let's do it, folks. Let's go all in. Let's support these weightlifters who are going to become the first transgendered Olympians to beat the crap out of women and destroy it. I hope these transgender athletes get on every podium block there is. Bronze, silver, gold. Get on the podium. I hope that people will, the Major League Baseball, for example, will continue to destroy their sport by moving all-star games to places like Colorado, where they have more restrictive voting laws than in Georgia, right? But they went all woke. In fact, there's a funny new poll out about this. The majority of Georgia voters oppose Major League Baseball's decision to pull the All-Star game from Atlanta. Well, I hope people don't go to the Braves games anymore because you're still supporting the organization. 53% of voters in Georgia oppose Major League Baseball's decision to move the All-Star game out of Atlanta. And by the way, most people that go to Atlanta Braves football or baseball games are not poor. Most of them have money. Most of them have companies that are going to be affected in a negative way by Major League Baseball's pulling out of that game. Majority of businesses around that stadium are actually minority-owned businesses. But hey, Major League Baseball went woke, right? The governor signed an election integrity bill that is not even as tough to abide by as the laws they have on the books in Colorado. That's a fact. But we got to be woke. So you spread false information about the law. Democrats did. They demand you pull that game. You pull that game. Joe Biden got in on it on those talking points, touted by far-left members of Congress. Biden even referred to state election integrity efforts as, quote, un-American and sick. His words, best ones ever, making Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle. Don't even know what that means still to this day, but it's amazing. We should stick it on a T-shirt and sell it. Shortly even after that, the Washington Post pointed out in fact-checking that Biden was wrong for claiming the laws reduce voting hours and compromises working-class Americans' ability to go out and vote. The Post gave Biden four Pinocchios on that lie. Didn't matter. We're woke in this country. Got to move the game. The poll also found an overwhelming majority, 60.3%, also felt that woke American companies should not use their public roles, positions, or events to influence any political, cultural, or social change to Americans' daily lives. Doesn't matter. Major League Baseball said, we're going woke to Colorado. That's what we're doing. We're going all in. Ruin sports. I am rooting for you to ruin sports. Keep going, and we should be supporting every bit of this radicalism. My point is, keep going. Keep destroying pro sports. Keep destroying all of these Olympic sports. Destroy women's sports and college as well, because the NCAA is all in now for trans athletes.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Look at Caitlyn Jenner, for example. Caitlyn Jenner did her first exclusive sit-down interview with Sean Hannity, and she was talking about transgender sports. Now, this is a guy who won at the Olympic level and got on the Wheaties box for doing it. Even Caitlyn Jenner, a dude acting like a chick, knows that it's insane for women's sports to be taken over by dudes acting like they are a chick.
That I made. I think we have to make sure that the integrity of girls' sports is there. I think that's extremely important. But it's there's more to it than just what I said, because I just said biological boys in sports. There's more to it than that. And I think in the future I will explain more of that. But for me, as a trans woman, I think role models are extremely important for young people. Trans issues people struggle with big time. Our suicide rate is 9 times higher than the general public. And for me to be a role model for them, to be out there, I am running for governor of the state of California. Who would have ever thunk that? We've never even had a woman governor.
But some are mad at you.
I move on. I want to be a role model, and I think and to be a leader. And I think the most important thing as a leader that you can do is your compassion, your honesty. And I think that sometimes is very lacking in politics. So I want to be an example to all people, not just trans people,
Why on the sports side of it, though?
Why don't I what?
Why did you, how you came down on the sports side of the issue?
I don't know why, to be honest with you. I don't know why they keep asking, Matt. What do you think, Sean? I don't know. Why do they keep asking me that question?
Great question.
It is a good question. But we can deal with that. There's more problems here in the state of California than that, Matt.
Well, understood it, and there are.
I love Jenner there for the reason. It's like he's saying, look, it's stupid to have me compete with women, even though I'm acting like a woman, because it's unfair to women athletes. And I'm an athlete at the highest level in my career, which made me famous, won the Olympics, got a gold medal. I will demolish authentic women, real women, biological women. So no. And people are furious with her for saying this. Take a look at the NCAA. And NCAA right now, I've said this before, they're nothing but a mafia. Okay, they're organized crime. The NCAA abuses student athletes. The NCAA makes billions of dollars after not paying athletes for anything. Of course, they use the crap. Oh, well, you're getting a free education. Follow the money, folks. Follow the money. Okay? What many athletes are able to do for universities and the amount of money universities make off of athletics, right? Off of athletics is in the billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. It is a pro sport. Just happens to have the word college in it. And notice how during the pandemic, when the money wasn't flowing in, they completely decimated sports, especially at the Division II, Division III, NAIA level. They canceled soccer teams. They canceled basketball teams. They canceled tennis teams, golf teams. They decimated. They're like, sorry, we don't have the money for it. They don't give a crap about these athletes, and the proof of it is the fact that when the money got tight, they canceled everything because they don't really care. They're about making money. It is a sports league. It's a professional sports league that happens to have the word college in it. And I can say this as a former college athlete, the NCAA is literally one of the most corrupt organized crime organizations I've ever experienced. Now, the NCAA, by the way, has been taken over by the crazies on the left, and I am supporting the NCAA in destroying sports. I'm tired of fighting. I want them to have a massive victory that destroys women's sports, so all these feminists, right, the vice president, Kamala Harris, all these others will be shown for what they are, idiots. Look at their statement that came out, the NCAA Board of Governors statement on transgender participation, because states are starting to stand up for women's sports, right? They're banning men, biological men, from participating with women. And I'm not so sure that's the best thing to do right now. I actually think this may be one of those situations where you go, all right, crazies, we're going to let you have your way. And we're going to let you deal with the consequences for your actions. We're going to let you deal with all the angry mothers and fathers and young girls whose lives you're going to completely alter, change, and ruin. Who were in sports are going to get the crap beat out of them by dudes acting like chicks. There's really part of me that says it's time to take our hands off the wheel and not fight back against this, because I know that we're going to win at the end of the day. When they destroy women's sports, there will be a correction, but I want the left to be forced to make the correction. I'm tired of the division. I'm tired of the fight. This is a purposeful decision to walk away going, watch the bed that you just made and watch how it burns to the ground because of your insane logic. And I'm going to let you do it. I'm going to give you the kerosene. I'm going to give you the match. I'm going to videotape it. I'm going to light a cigar and I'm going to watch it burn. That's my mentality with the Olympics. I hope every trans athlete gets in, and I hope every trans athlete wins. I hope they beat the living crap out of women. I hope the same thing happens to the NCAA, because look at what the NCAA Board of Liberal Governors had to say. They said, quote, the NCAA Board of Governors firmly and unequivocally supports the opportunity for transgender student athletes to compete in college sports. Now, I still have eligibility left. I have jokingly said that if I don't get too old, I may go back to school, get a master's or something, right? Try out for the women's tennis team at a Division II, Division III school. Maybe even a crappy Division I, because I can still play with them. Get a full ride, take away a scholarship. Prove the point. You know, I'm getting pretty good at golf. I've thought about saying, hey, maybe I go and say, hey, I'm a trans athlete. To prove a point. Get me on a team. Watch me beat the crap out of some girls. I can knock the ball a lot farther than any woman I know can. Now, they go back to the NCAA. They say the commitment is grounded in our values of inclusion and fair competition. The NCAA has a, and by the way, I love this. The commitment is grounded in our values of inclusion and fair competition. There's nothing fair about allowing a man to compete with women. And if you believe that's fair, that's fine with me. I'm going to let you burn it down. And I'm going to watch, and I'm going to smoke a cigar, and I'm going to laugh in your face when you do it. The NCAA, quote, has a longstanding policy that provides a more inclusive path for transgender participation in college sports. Our approach, which requires testosterone suppression treatments for transgendered women to compete in women's sports. So let's be clear. The NCAA is admitting in their own words that trans men have an advantage over women to the point where they're saying you have to be under a doctor's care and your blood has to be taken so that we can at least make sure you don't have too much testosterone, because we're admitting that you're different than the other women. I'll say it again. Please think about sitting back and just watching all of this happen. And people are going to say, Ben, that's not fair to my daughter. I understand, but maybe we just need to, maybe we need a couple years of sacrificial lambs where we allow for the insane to run the asylum. Destroy pro sports. I don't care anymore about baseball. I don't care about NFL. I don't care about the NBA. I really don't. And I'm not saying I'm boycotting, like, man, I wish I could watch. I don't care. I don't know the players anymore. This is because of their actions. Keep going, and at some point, you're going to run out of our money. You're going to run out of fans. You're going to run out of paying customers. You're going to run out of people that are willing to write you a check when no one's watching to promote their products. Ruin the Olympics. Ruin women's sports, the NCAA, because men's sports will be fine. But let's root for this and enjoy watching it burn. And all these governors are fighting and protecting women's sports. I say this, maybe don't do this one. Maybe say, you know what, you guys, I'm going to let you have it. Because it will self-correct. There will be a breaking point, but they're the ones that are going to look like idiots when it happens. All right, lastly, please make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. As you know, we've been silenced by Facebook, and we need your help making this show grow. So please share this with your family and friends. Let other people know about this podcast. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
to the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.